Hey, AfterBuzzers and loyals, we are back with episode 3, breaking it all down for you. Liam totally lost his cool. Eleanor's finding a way to stay in the hospital. And is Robert good after all? We're breaking it all down so you won't want to click that mouse.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This is such a great way to bring it in. Hey guys, what's up? We are back talking everything the Royals, mm-hmm. Our favorite time of the week, you know?
Yes.
And I always say click that mouse, and then I realize we do have our listeners on podcast. So you know what? I'm not discriminating against you guys. Right. We love every one of our fans. Fern Renee, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I was completely blown away by this episode.
You have a royal hangover?
I have a complete royal hangover. Hey guys, it's Allie. What's going on? You know, I really, overall thoughts was mind blown.
Yeah, I feel like they keep raising this. Like, I kind of always expect that maybe, you know, it'll come in with a bang. Jasper gets shot. That was a great first episode. And then maybe, like, over time. But they always are raising the stakes, which is great writing. I'm learning a lot from you writers. Thank you. It's so good.
It is so intense. And
the gun? I mean,
I was not expecting that.
Like, I don't think that would happen in episode 10 of the season.
100%. Right. I was so shocked by this. So let's just dive right in. Yes. Liam 100% loses his cool. In no way, shape, or form did I think he would actually pull a gun and confront him this early on. And I almost thought it was a dream.
Oh, right. What? I would have felt so cheated, but yes, it was like so outrageous. Right. He was sweating and so close to pulling the trigger that it just didn't seem real.
No.
Yeah.
And is this frustrating you? Because it's frustrating me, because I'm really getting annoyed that they're wrapping Liam, who was this, maybe this is the whole point, but we grew to love this character, mm-hmm. and grow such deep investment in towards wanting the best for his character. Mm-hmm. And now we're seeing him crumble at the pressure, and it's like almost as if people are now comparing him to Cyrus,
right?
Out of all people, and that is killing me.
And we loved him because he was so good. And to see him, you know, becoming kind of calculated, like what he did with Greta, he feels bad about it, but he's becoming like Cyrus, like losing his cool and just acting in a way that you would never think Liam would act. But that's what's so great about this show. The characters go on such an arc that it's who they were from the beginning to who they're becoming to who knows how it'll end up. I think he'll go back to being a good guy, but we're seeing him on this path that he also has these human weaknesses. Like, we're all just human. Doesn't matter if you're royal or not. He's just a human. And I was kind of thinking, how could he be chill? Like, if you knew that your brother conspired to kill your father, how could you hold that in? How could you not be going nuts?
Exactly. And what's frustrating, too, is the fact that Liam has all this information and he doesn't feel like anyone's on his side. So right now, the only person he does have on his side is Cyrus, which is he's not someone that you want to have him in your corner. But it is kind of scary that he's taking advice from him. Right. But it is just so confusing to think. I'm even, as an audience member, wondering, wait a second. So now is Robert good and we were being manipulated to see who the actual killer was? Is this just a way for, you know, Liam's weaknesses to shine through for them to prove to them that he's not ready to be king? You know, what is the motive behind this? Yeah. Because I almost, what we were saying last week, we don't really know what Robert's calculations were. And we were like, oh, you know what? He's totally on the bad side. He totally killed the king. But now I'm having reservations about this.
I still think he's a horrible person.
Right.
Especially, not to jump ahead, but in the last scene, there's pictures of his mother in bed with Colin York on his computer. So he's not a good, that alone is like, this man is bad.
I'm so glad that you brought that up, because I was looking at those pictures thinking, is that who we think it is?
Right.
So he's stalking everybody.
Right.
And knows, and especially because even Robert brought up, tell Elizabeth I say hi.
Right.
And
Catherine.
Catherine, yeah. Sorry.
Yes.
Tell Catherine we say hi. And so he has all of the, like, he's just
a jerk.
He's a jerk and he's 7 steps ahead.
Yes. And I think, so when Liam pulled the gun and revealed everything, I revealed the facts. This is what I think. And he said, I was paying Ted Price because I felt bad for him because he lost his wife in service to us. I didn't buy it for a minute. And I don't, and I think Helena said, we knew about it. We were so proud of him. I think she, toward the end of the episode, was like, came to the realization that she's known Robert his whole life. He's never been so kind of heart, and that it really was out of character. And they might have been proud of him at the time and might have thought, oh, he's growing into such a good man. But he was doing it for a reason. I think it clicked with her. And she was like, tell me you're a good man. Because she finally realized, like, my son, like, maybe Liam would do that, but not Robert.
That makes, guys, Fern just opened up in a realization for me. Am I mind blown? Because that's so true. Because what better way to cover up your dirty money laundering than an apology because you killed this man's wife? So that is literally a cover up. And he probably had this speculation, talked to Ted Price about what they were going to do, saying, this is the reason why I'm giving you this money. Mm-hmm. Because we've seen the conversations that Robert's had with Jasper, these behind the closed doors, secret, maniacal conversations that's probably exactly what he did with Ted Price. Mm-hmm. And then he came to his parents in order to manipulate them and say, listen, I am going to do this out of the goodness of my heart. And they're like, well, you're such a great man. Meanwhile, he's doing it in order to give him money in clearance of killing his father.
Right.
Wow.
And whenever someone does something for altruistic reasons, it's just not as believable.
No.
But especially if it comes from someone who we know from the flashbacks of him as a little boy, he didn't have the kind of heart that Liam had.
Right.
So, yeah.
And that is such a great point. And I think seeing that scene with Helena really, you could see in her eyes that she's still not buying it.
Right.
Even though he says, I'm a good man, she does not buy it for a second.
Right. And so then she, not to jump ahead, but then says to this Colin York, who I had to look up who he was because I was really confused, but I found a website that said he's a married politician who was running for prime minister. And at the beginning of the episode, she's sleeping with him if he gets into parliament, they're going to use him as a puppet. Her and her son are using another person. And she was perfectly fine with it. And then at the end of the episode, she has to break it off because she said her bad behavior, like she didn't say this, but I watched it again and I tried to figure out what she was trying to say. And I think what she was trying to say was she thinks it's been her bad behavior, trying to prove her kids illegitimate, just doing all of these bad things that led Liam to believe that Robert could do awful things. So her bad behavior made Liam feel like he, you know,
couldn't trust anybody,
his family members.
Right? That is such a
so now
great
she has to
point.
Go on the straight and narrow and be good once and for all.
To be
what I got from it.
No, that makes sense. In order to prove to Liam, because Liam doesn't trust anybody right now.
Right.
The only person you can tell he really has the heart for is Eleanor.
Yeah.
I said Elena. Helena and Eleanor with Len. And that's kind of something that we've seen their relationship even grow as brother and sister. But then obviously having been pulled a fast one on 500 times by your mom and brother, what else are you supposed to expect from them?
Right.
And
I'm just waiting for Eleanor. I'm waiting for the episode when Eleanor discovers that Robbie is not so great. But yeah.
I'm so glad you brought that up because it is getting frustrating. Like, Len, what are you doing?
Right,
obviously,
you just can't see.
Well, and what's frustrating is I understand this is your Robbie. You love him. He's your older brother. But you spent so much time with Liam in the time that he was away to realize who he was as a person. So you really think he's really gone this much off the wagon?
Right. Like, you can't, like, you know Liam well enough to know that he wouldn't just make this up.
Right.
Because he's jealous or he's just not that kind of person.
No.
Yeah.
And the fact that they continuously just compare him to Cyrus is just really hurting my heart.
Yes, I know. He's no Cyrus.
No. And my question, though, for you and for some of the fans out there, and what I'm kind of questioning myself, is Liam going to get back on his feet, or is this just going to bring him deeper into the hole?
I don't know. I think he's going to continue to spiral. And then I would love to see Eleanor save the day. I would love to see Eleanor discover on her own that Robbie really has bad intentions. It's all true. And then she rescues Liam and becomes the queen somehow. I don't know.
I really could see that happening, though, because at this point, because Liam is a little too far gone right now, I don't even know if he wants... Yeah, I don't even think he wants it. He's been trying to just get rid of it because he doesn't think it's fair and doesn't want to deal with it. And then you have Robert, who seriously is, you know, putting all these pins on a board, trying to get the perfect way for or in order for him to become king, which is so crazy.
Yeah.
It's just too much. And even the shooting of Jasper, why can't your sister be happy? Right. You know, I'm still convinced that he made that happen.
Oh, he totally made it happen because he knows that Jasper knows too much.
Right. And what killed me this episode is the fact that Robert shows up in the hospital bed. And I knew as soon as they just showed Jasper and they didn't show any, you know, hands or anything anywhere, I'm thinking, Robert's going to show up. What are we going to see? Is he going to suffocate him with a pillow? Right. What's going on? And he has no reason to be there. And this scene just gave me no closure, no nothing. It just was kind of pointless to me. But then I think that's supposed to be one of those nuggets that they're leading up to something bad that's going to happen.
Yeah. He was so creepy and the music was creepy and he like ate his food and he's like, if you get better, it was so ominous. And it was just, it was short and it was weird and it just proved the point to me that Robert's a bad guy, is keeping his enemies close because he knows Jasper knows too much. And he's letting Jasper know, like, you're not out from under my thumb.
Right. But it's also scary because now that Jasper is going back to the palace, which we end the episode with this big power outage, which is insane to me. And I just don't really know what his idea is that's going to happen with Jasper because he clearly made this all happen on par. And he probably knew. I think the power outage, which I'm kind of jumping ahead a little bit, but do you think that has to do with Jasper? Or do you think that has to do with some grander plan?
I don't know, because I feel like if it has to do with Jasper, it's like there would be too many people involved for a conspiracy to work. That
right,
like, he'll be in the ambulance at this point. Like, they don't know where he's going to be in traffic.
That's
at
true.
That point. For them to like coordinate, then then the lights go out, then you like burn the ambulance yeah. or something. God forbid. He wouldn't know where he. It's like there's too many, you know, just not concrete variables for him to. I don't know, but Robert's.
He's crazy. And then Helena's downstairs getting a bottle of wine and there's some ruckus going on. So yeah. Is something going to happen with her?
Right. I don't know. That was crazy. I was like, be careful.
Right. You just can't. And what's so crazy, too, is that when you go back and you start thinking about everything that happened this episode, and then you fast forward to the end and think, oh, my gosh, there's a power outage. It almost takes everything that happened this episode away because now I have no idea what's happening.
I forgot that Liam, like, pointed a gun at Robert. Right.
Because there's this huge power outage over the whole entire city.
Right. And speaking of, we were talking about this last week about being realistic, the palace better have a generator because if they're out in the dark for like 24 hours, I'm going to be like, come on. Like,
yeah.
It's ridiculous.
That wouldn't, yeah, right, because that wouldn't actually happen. They have a safe house.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, they have that one.
But then we see Eleanor running through the streets, which could be a great scene if she rescues Jasper, but yeah, it'll be interesting.
Because she's rooting for you, bodyguard.
Yeah.
I love that. Talking about Jasper and the lighter heart of things with Eleanor, I thought this was a really special time between them.
So cute.
And seeing Eleanor really realize there's so many things going on and almost as if she's thinking, wow, I've been so selfish and I really need to spend more time caring about other people and seeing what's going on in their lives. And I thought this was a very special scene with the whole throwing of the party for
the
little girl.
She really has a good heart, which we've seen, which helps us root for her, too. Mm-hmm. Where we saw in previous episodes where she helped that battered woman, and she just has a good heart. And it was really, this was so cute, and it was cute of them to come together. And I like the way they show, you know, Jasper and Eleanor. They're so hot and they have such great chemistry and they're so attracted to each other and there's like this tension and it's wonderful, but they're good people. They're mm-hmm. so sweet with Sarah Alice and they were so sweet with Becky. It was cute.
It was so great. And I just think having Becky like with the boy and they're like, you should like, you
a little douchebag.
What did she say? she was like, you adorable little.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just too fun. And it was really fun to see Jasper really try to step up. And it was kind of funny to see him almost get denied by Devin and them.
It was very cute.
But yeah, it's fun. I also, when he was putting on his jacket, I was hurting for him.
Oh, God, I know.
It looked like he was in pain.
I know.
It was the worst.
It's very sweet how they really care for each other. And mm-hmm. I loved at the end with the J and E pillows.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So but then I also was heartbroken when I'm like, is he going to get to ever see the pillows?
Oh, my God, I know the pillows. Get home for the pillows.
Oh, my gosh. Well, in other love news, we've got Robert trying to find a wife.
Yes.
And from the get-go, I could tell that Willow is 100% loving Robert now, and mm-hmm. she's jealous, and she doesn't want this to happen.
So
she's
jealous.
Regretting mm-hmm. taking her name off the list.
Yes.
But had she not have taken her name off the list, I don't know if it would be going as well, because Robert kind of likes the chase, is what it looks like. Uh-huh. And so I think this has kind of helped, like, make her stake in this whole game.
Right.
But at the same time, it's almost thinking, like, well, there are all these eligible bachelors that are getting, like, thrown in his face.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do about it?
It seemed like before she, you know, she was choosing the right thing. She wants, you know, wants it to be loved, doesn't want it to be arranged. And but then, you know, it would have been too easy if she was like, okay, I'll be your number one choice. So now that she's, now that there's this tension where it's almost like he might find someone else wonderful, like he seemed to have great chemistry with Cassandra, and he's being taken out of your list of possibilities. Now all of a sudden he seems so shiny and new, and he's the king. And
I think
this episode we saw her start to, it became clear that she likes Robert.
Yeah, and she
could see herself with him.
Exactly, and especially at the dinner, because she's, and he said, I listen.
Uh-huh, which is so, oh, that's so attractive.
Yeah.
It's so attractive.
It is, and I think it's interesting, too, because we obviously are all rooting for Willow, but it's this awkward tension because we want to root for her, and when we see Robert with her, I almost forget about the terrible things he's done.
Me, too. I'm like, they're adorable together, and then I forget that he's evil, and she's so good.
Right. And then you see, obviously, the scene before where she sees Liam in this terrible light, and she knows something's up with him.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of hard, too, because she's taking Robert's side now, and she's starting to not believe Liam, which also crushes me because I am a Team Liam rooter.
And she knew his heart. She knew what a good person he was. But yeah, now she saw him pull a gun. She saw him lose it. And it's like, it's even though he never saw her in, you know, he never wanted to pursue anything with her, it's just sad that she would see him lose control like that. And she respects him just, you know, a notch less now. It's
right.
Very sad.
It is. Especially because he saw how they had instant chemistry, but Liam just didn't feel it towards her.
Right,
so,
right.
Willow.
Her and Robert are really cute together.
They are. I'm telling you, he seems less of a villain when they're together.
Yes.
And maybe even... Oh, go ahead.
No, she'll make him a good person.
Maybe she will. Maybe she'll start. But then if she ever finds out, that's what makes me think maybe he didn't actually kill his dad, because in the storyline of things, there's no way Willow would still marry him if at the end of the day she found out.
Right, that it was true. Right.
Or it could be something where they get married and then she would never be the one to divorce somebody.
Right.
I don't know.
Or she doesn't believe it. They get married and then he's like, it's true, but you're stuck now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he can't. And then there's nothing she can do about it, because now she's definitely in his power and she can't get divorced in the royal family.
Right.
Jeez, that would be a crazy one. But, man, fun times. I thought it was fun to see the dates and see how they kind of press them with the press and see how they deal with it. Cassandra was killing it like
she
a champ.
She was awesome. That poor girl, the one before her, I didn't write her name down, but she got eaten alive. And Cassandra and Robert had great chemistry at their dinner. So I was like, ooh, she could come back. She could be a contender.
Yeah, she definitely, she was fun. She was throwing out the puns and the jokes. And I thought it was really fun how she basically said, you've already done the background on me. You know, I'm just here to, you know, tell you how I actually am as a person. And if we're going to hit it off, we're going to hit it off. which is really fun. And you know what's really fun? And you can learn and grow in all areas of your life. We have got the perfect podcast for you, Conversations with Maria Menounos, Podcast Edition. Is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. From health and wellness to career relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister that you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Guys, it's for free. You've got to go check out this podcast and be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, please let Maria know it was the loyals that got you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Go check it out. I mean, as a fan of Maria books, I know how much you can learn from her. And it's just so nice to have a free weekly podcast to learn even more. Mm-hmm. And the talent that she brings in to talk to and kind of learn, discuss, and grow. It's just a really great, informative podcast. You guys need to check it out. Yes. Okay.
She has great conversations.
She's amazing. And we're so thankful for everything that she does at AfterBuzz TV and provides for us. And so the least we can do is tell you about how amazing she is on her podcast, because we listen every Friday. And it's fun. It's easy. Put your headphones in while you're shopping, and it's like having your best friend with you. You know? It's amazing. Exactly. Well, getting back to best friends and friendships and relationships, Cassandra, I don't think that's the last we've saw of her.
I don't think so either. She was too good of a character.
Right.
She'll be back.
And if anything, I think she knows the way to kind of manipulate her way into the royal family, because she seemed a lot like Helena.
Yes.
And yes. Helena even kind of mentioned that.
Yes. It'll be interesting if Cassandra and Willow end up having like a face off to see who becomes.
I could totally see that happening, actually, because I don't think Willow is going to give up that quick.
No,
and
not now.
No, and it's now that she knows that he's listened and they've had a connection, I think she'd be willing to fight for it. Because let's not forget, she did fight for Liam. Mm-hmm. And she basically was like, I'm done. I'm not going to sit here and wait around for you anymore. I'm not going to be the girl that's your second choice.
Yes.
So she's got some fire in her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got some fire in her, which I'm really excited to see. I feel like that kind of wraps up all of...
I have a poll going on my Twitter about Sebastian, because I thought, I was so shocked to see him show up. And then I was like, maybe, because you just never know with this show. Is he good? Is he evil? We don't know. I think he might be working with Robert.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Robert was the one that set them up to begin with. Then he probably told him, come back. We have to get rid of Jasper somehow.
Wait. Oh, my gosh. Fern, you might have just opened Pandora's box. Because at first I'm thinking, no, because he brought Len over to work on these hotels. And then she was getting all these letters. And then he was the one to convince him to read the letters. But then I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. He convinced Len to read all these letters knowing she would want to go back. Mm-hmm. Knowing that would be kind of...
Yes. But knowing that
they would be forced to be together, but then he has to get rid of him. But then that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, maybe that doesn't make sense.
It rang a bell for a quick second.
It did for me, too. I'm like, then Jasper will have to be in South London at that place in time to get shot. But what does that have to do with Eleanor?
Yeah. But at the same time, it kind of does make sense. But that's where I'm kind of like, maybe they're not working together, because he was the one to convince her to go home. Unless that was part of Robert's plan all along.
Yeah, just like get her back because something big's going to happen and she should be here.
Right. So I don't know. But Sebastian is kind of an interesting character because he's clearly toying with Jasper. But I kind of saw it as all fun and play, because I think that Sebastian knows, like, first perception was that he knows that they're meant to be, and he's just kind of joking around with them because he's like, let's see him, you know, fidget a little bit, because I just took you away and here you are back with him already. So I don't know, but it will be interesting to see if they work together.
He might owe Robert a favor, and Robert's like, you just have to do what I'm telling you, and I'm telling you to come back and toy with Jasper. Who knows? I don't know this show. No, nothing is ever what it seems.
No, it isn't, and that's what's so crazy about Robert, because that's where when Liam was kind of freaking out, I'm thinking this is going to be a dream of the Liam of some sort.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, pointing the gun at him, and all of this is going down. I'm thinking, wait, did Robert actually do it? But then I think he still did, and I think he's hiding it in a very right way that we saw. But then it's all so crazy, because then you have these little pieces of the puzzle when you're thinking, huh, How do they all intertwine together?
Mm-hmm.
And Greta, I think, is definitely coming back still.
Yes.
Because
I think we saw her in the preview.
Oh,
we? I think. I don't know. I could be wrong.
It could have been, like,
it could have been another blonde. Yeah.
No, but I really just hope we see, you know, Liam get it together.
Because yeah, I hope so too.
I love when he's strong and can really come to his senses. And the thing is, though, is that he can't stoop to Robert's level because that makes him just as worse. And I love how he had that conversation before when he was locked up, is that he was asking, you know, getting told, you can't stoop to this level. If you keep on this path, you're going to hurt somebody.
Right. And we saw Ted Price unraveling because he was having visions of his dead wife. And now it's making sense that they thought he was unraveling. And he probably was, having agreed to, you know, kill the king. And now he has to do it. And, like, yeah, it's the same pattern. I don't know.
Ugh. And what's so, it's so, like, menacing about Robert is the fact that he threw Ophelia in his face.
Yes!
He said, I gave him money for Ophelia to have the best life that she deserved, and that was a dig.
Preying on her.
How does he know that they were together?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Eleanor told him? Because everyone kind of knew, right?
Oh, that's true. Maybe when he came back, he kind of
figured
it out.
And it was, like, in the press.
Yeah, but he was gone on the island.
Yeah, they probably gave him newspapers to catch up.
He probably had it all figured out. He had it all figured out. I don't know.
That's when he lost it. I noted that. That when he mentioned Ophelia is when the gun came out.
That's true.
That's when he was like, that's it.
Like, I'm done. Game over, bro.
Yeah.
Man, well, I'm still Team Liam. I'm believing him. I hope that Cyrus doesn't kind of manipulate him too much to being a bad guy. Because I don't want him to kill anybody. Don't do that. Don't stoop to that level.
Right. Just avoid killing anyone, please.
Yeah, please. We need you to be a good guy through and through. Oh, man. Well, on a lighter note of everything, I'm really excited about next episode to see where this whole blackout leads us. Because I honestly, when the lights shut down, I'm thinking, huh? What is going to happen?
I forgot the whole episode, too. I was like, holy crap, we're in the dark now.
It really was. It was really like a light switch for me. All of a sudden, it was like, boop. And I'm thinking, oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm like so scared for all of them. Oh, I think that the noise she hears is going to sound scary and feel scary, and then it's going to end up being someone from the past.
Oh, like, I would love that. Like one of her lovers or something?
Yes, yes. Hopefully it's that. Or it could be Ted. Oh, no, Ted Price is dead. Never mind.
Simon. He never died.
They've been living on the island. Oh, wait. Who's someone from the past? Yeah, maybe one of her lovers or someone.
Gotcha. Well, cool. Yes. Well, lighter news, guys.
Yes.
We are going to get into our royal wedding countdown of the week. So, Fern, do you want to take it away?
Surely. Here it is. A mere 53 days, 10 hours, and 11 minutes until the wedding of His Royal Highness Prince Henry of Wales, as it states on the invitations that just went out, so don't forget to RSVP. His real name is Henry. Harry is a nickname. And it says, to Ms. Meghan Markle, whose real name is actually Rachel, but she's gone by her middle name of Meghan her whole life, and they just made it Ms. Meghan Markle and the Ms. instead of Miss because she is a divorcee. And the big job of printing the invitations for the big day was given to a 24-year-old named Lottie Small, who squealed when she was assigned the job. I would squeal too. She had to keep it all a secret, even from her own mother, which she said was the hardest part. But if you haven't seen the invitations, she did a wonderful job, and I'm going to share the link on my Twitter. And what kind of wedding would it be without a cake? It was announced last week that Harry and Meghan have chosen London-based pastry chef Claire Pitek, I think I'm pronouncing it right, who runs Violet Bakery, to make their wedding cake, which will be a lemon elderflower cake covered with buttercream and decorated with fresh flowers. And interestingly, Claire Pitek is apparently an American. She was raised in California before moving to London. And Meghan interviewed her a few years ago for her lifestyle blog, Tig, which I love. I love that, like, Meghan, I don't know, she's probably, like, sitting with the royal wedding planners. And she's like, I know a great girl for a cake. I interviewed her for my blog. I love it. I love that she hasn't forgotten the people from her past. So it sounds like the cake will be delicious and beautiful, too. And we only have to wait 53 days. 10 hours and 9 minutes.
9 minutes. Down to the T.
To see what it all looks like. And I'm going to also tweet an article about that.
I'm so excited. Every time we talk about it, it makes me every day, every time I see an article, I'm reading the articles. And it just... What makes this so special is even though we could talk about it as like many times in as many circles as possible, is that it's so cool and just fascinating that there's someone that was normal. She was just an actress and her season of Suits is about to air. The last season is about
to
air.
Oh, it's so crazy.
And it's just, you see her on TV, but she's also in the palace. You know,
it's
just crazy. It's insane.
It's so crazy to think that she was like living in LA, working, driving the same streets as us. And now she's like going through the back entrance of Buckingham Palace. It's so crazy.
That's so insane. So fun every week.
Yeah.
I love hearing these countdowns. And honestly, I can't believe it's 53 days.
I know.
Because I feel as if the information just came out, but it obviously didn't. It's been a while.
Yeah.
But so fun. Guys, before we get into our predictions, I would like to give a fan shout out to Tisha, and her Twitter is at Tishka11. Just thank you so much for listening to our podcast and reaching out to us. We obviously enjoy everybody that tweets us or comments on our YouTube. We want to be able to appreciate you guys as much as possible. So please, if you want to be the fan of the week, again, please tweet either Fern or myself and we'll shout you out next week. So again, that was Tisha. Thank you so much for listening or watching, whichever way you do it. And we are so thankful for you guys because this makes it even more fun for us to join every week.
We love hearing from everybody.
But before we wrap up today, let's get into some predictions for next week's episode.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Alrighty, Fern, take it away.
I feel like I always say my predictions during the show.
I do too.
I can't help it. I think Helen is going to find the photo of her on Robert's computer and be like, oh my god, this is weird and wrong and he's a crazy person. She's going to be scared during the blackout that someone's going to like kill her in the basement, in the wine cellar, but it's going to turn out to be, I can't even think, someone fun. Tweet us who you think
fun.
It'll be. Someone fun from the past. Maybe Ophelia or I don't know.
I would love to have Ophelia back.
Yes. Those are my predictions.
I think mine is... You know, I just go back and forth with this whole Robert thing, but I think that it's going to be something that we talked about with whole Robert and Willow. I think they're actually going to get married. I think that's actually going to follow through this season now that I'm seeing them more and more together.
Yeah.
And I think that Willow will see his true colors on the other side of that. But then also, I think with Liam, he might actually calm down and his mom is actually going to come to his safety and like kind of help him come down back to earth and figure things out with him and maybe they'll team up.
Yes, now that she's
a
good person.
Right, she's deciding that she's going to be a good person now.
Yeah.
So I think that would be really interesting. And then that will kind of hinder him having to do run-ins with Robert because they're going to kind of be closer together. And then maybe also I'm kind of toying with... Len is obviously going to get more involved with the family because right now I feel like she's always kind of been on the outside and doing her own thing and she has Jasper. So somehow I think she might find out, you're right, what the true colors of Robert are. Mm-hmm. And then she's going to join forces with Liam and her mother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, so it'll basically be like Liam and Helena and Eleanor and then it's going to be like Willow and Robert because she's going to think that he is such a good guy because she's seen this great side of him.
Yes.
And she's going to, because she's a loyal person and she will stick up for him.
Yes.
So I think that's maybe what we would see, but who knows? Because this story can
go. But those are good predictions.
yeah, with all the lights out, you know, lights out. It could mean anything. But again, this was so much fun. I can't wait to see what next week has in store for us. Before we wrap up, Fern, where can they find you on social media?
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, RONAY, and my website, fernronay.com.
And hey, guys, Ally Nasty here. Find me on Twitter at Ally Nasty and on Instagram at Ally Girl. And of course, follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. We will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.